Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Six people, including three children, were injured when fire tore through a stretch of row homes in Kensington. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was about 6 o'clock at night when crews rushed over to Reach Street between Tioga and Ontario. There were heavy flames coming from the first floor of a two-story row home. The fire then spread, and three other homes were damaged, two of them seriously. Anthony Aquilino lives in one of those houses, and he told NBC 10 he was trying to get back from work to be with his family.
I'm trying to run and get here as fast as I can. I come home, they don't let me on the block. I try to explain to them, like, that's my house, my people.
He is grateful, though, that everyone, including the dog, made it out safely. Officials say the three children and three adults who were hurt at the scene were taken to the hospital. All the kids and two of the adults are stable. The exact condition of the other person who was hurt has not been released. The cause of the fire is under investigation. At the Fire Administration Building, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
President Trump says he's putting the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control. He says that crime is an emergency despite rates being at a 30-year low there. And Trump says that his police takeover won't stop at Washington. He talked about expanding that effort to other cities that are Democratic strongholds like Philadelphia. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports he would be on shakier ground here legally.
D.C.'s Home Rule Charter does allow the president to take over the police department for up to 30 days in case of an emergency. Claire Finkelstein of Penn Law's Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law says there doesn't appear to be an actual emergency.
It is not the case that D.C. is having a crime wave.
But the president does have that power because D.C. is not a state. She says the 10th Amendment would protect other jurisdictions.
They do not have the vulnerability that D.C. has.
And yet, Finkelstein and Temple professor Craig Green say Philadelphia and other cities should be preparing for the Trump administration to try to seize control, given the president's remarks. Green has faith in the courts.
The courts have not thus far stood up and drawn lines and say no farther than this. But I have to think that they would do that if he tried to do something like that in Philadelphia or Seattle or Chicago.
Philadelphia officials did not respond to requests for comment about whether they are preparing. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A local salvage company is working to reunite former University of the Arts students with their artwork that has been locked up since the university abruptly closed last year. KYW Sherrod A. Howard reports.
I didn't even know we were going into the University of the Arts Anderson Hall building.
George Mathis, owner of Thunderbird Salvage on Frankfort Avenue, tells us an opportunity to do what he believed was right all arrived with a simple call.
A couple weeks ago, we were contacted by the Dwight City Group, and they told us to come in and save what we could.
The property group recently purchased Anderson Hall, and once Mathis got inside, he discovered nearly a truckload of unclaimed art, sketches, paintings, and drawings that belonged to former students, and he said for him, a bell went off.
When we saw all the art, we're like, we need to get the art, because that's very important. Because we went in there to rescue things, and we're not about making the money on it.
Mathis decided he would have a pop-up event on August 16th and 17th at his new storefront at 2856 Frankfort Avenue. And the students?
A lot have contacted us saying that there's art of theirs in there, and we say that they can have it, and we're glad to give it to them. But we all need to find our way back home.
Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Want to help make the World Cup a success in Philadelphia next year? Applications are now open for volunteers. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
With over 500,000 people expected to visit Philly for the FIFA World Cup next year, an army of volunteers is needed.
We are looking for 3,000 volunteers, but are likely going to need about 7,000 to 8,000 applicants to be part of the FIFA volunteer team tryouts.
That's Meg Kane, host city executive and CEO of Philadelphia Soccer 2026. The nonprofit serves as the local host committee for FIFA World Cup 2026. She says everyone is welcome as long as they are 18 years old at the time of application.
We welcome soccer fans, but you don't need to be a soccer fan. Multiple languages is absolutely a plus.
Volunteers will be tasked with things like assisting visitors at the airport, navigating SEPTA, and, well, all things Philly. Apply at fifaworldcup.com/volunteers. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.